This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is episode 250, which seems like a milestone, but it's a little misleading because I didn't know what I was doing when I started this podcast, so I didn't number the Q&A episodes, so we're actually closer to 300 episodes, but on paper, this is officially numbered 250, so woohoo! Any reason to celebrate. Thanks for coming back. Thanks for doing the work. Thanks for letting me be a part of your journey. And I want to pop in today with a motivational mini-sode, a shorter episode that is intentionally designed to be one of those topics that we need to be reminded of very frequently so we can use this as a tool, listen to it when we need it, and the brevity of the episode makes that more possible because I think this is a message we might all, including myself, really benefit from listening to several times, saving it for the days when all we can see is what is hard or what is frustrating us, what is not going well, where we're falling short, why we struggle to do what we want to do or have a hard time achieving what we want to achieve. There are a million things competing for our focus. Everything we have to do and fit into a day, our families, our friends, social situations, our jobs and careers, the things we've not done in the past, the opportunities we've missed out on, the emotional baggage we carry with us, fear of the future, or anxiety about something out ahead of us. And we unfortunately, all too often, develop this tendency to focus primarily on everything outside of our control. We put too much emphasis on what we can't do or what we can't change, the things we do not have influence over, whether that's our work schedule, people in our lives that don't support our goals, an injury or illness, emotional baggage from our past. And it's easy to focus on those things. They're a big part of our lives, right? They're real. I understand. But we do have another option. We do not have to spend more time focusing on the things over which we don't have control. I know for me personally, when I start to feel flustered or overwhelmed or aggravated, I ask myself the question, am I focusing on something that I control? Or am I focusing on something outside of my control? Because the feeling of frustration is often when we are focusing on something we can't influence. Or if it's something on what we can influence, the frustration comes from the fact that we're not doing anything about it, right? We're focusing on the problem, but not the solution. So frustration comes when we feel powerless. And we feel powerless when either we're focusing on things that are outside of our control or we're not doing anything about the things that are in our control. So when I feel this way, I'll kind of go through this mental exercise where I'll draw a circle around myself, my life, my choices, my decisions, my habits, my thoughts, and I'll say, all right, Elizabeth, work on everything inside the circle and let go of everything outside of it. Stop wasting your energy trying to change the things that are outside this circle because you can't. And even when I find myself focusing on the things I can control, I'll ask, what can you do about this? What can you do? Instead of just like, if I'm feeling overwhelmed with work, am I focusing on how much there is to do and how there's not enough time? Or am I doing something about it and saying, okay, this is what's next. This is what there is time for. This is how I can take advantage of now. When I'm feeling overwhelmed by how much work I have to do, it's usually because I'm focusing on what can't get done today, what there isn't time for, and I'm not focusing on what happens now or what happens next, right? If I'm injured, and that happens, or more recently, if I'm dealing with some of the physical ramifications for my thyroid issues or my inflammatory conditions, I'll ask myself, really ask myself, and I'll write down the answers. Am I looking at what's not possible for me today? Is that why I'm frustrated? Am I focusing on what's hard today? Because I have the opportunity to focus on what is possible for me today, or what I can do to make a hard thing easier. These perspectives are always available to us. One will move us forward, one won't. Are you looking at and focusing on what you can't do? Or are you looking at and focusing on what you can do? I get so many emails from people who are like, I don't know where to start. I'm so overwhelmed. Please help me. Please help me. I work so much and I don't have this resource and my spouse isn't supportive. And oftentimes my response is, tell me what you can do. Okay, because there's always going to be a litany of things we either can't do or we're not willing to do or we're not ready to do. And so my response is sometimes very simply and very gently, let's start with what you can do. And that perspective is powerful and it's always available to us. Don't focus on how you don't have time to work out today. Okay, you don't have time to work out today. So what? Focus on what you can do, what you do have time for. Doesn't matter if you don't have time to work out. It really doesn't matter, but we put our attention there. Oh my gosh, I don't have time. I have to do this. I plan to do this. Da 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 da. Great. Fine. That's reality. You don't have to fixate on it. Instead, bring your attention to what can I do? Don't frustrate yourself over the fact that you don't have time to prepare the dinner you planned for or it doesn't sound good. What does that perseveration on what you don't want or what you can't do, how does that serve you? Instead, all right, what are your options? That line of thinking, I really don't want this, that doesn't sound good at all, I don't have time, I don't have this ingredient. Okay, redirect it. What can you do? What are your options? You're overwhelmed. You don't know where to start. Okay, well, what ideas do you have? What options are there? What are you willing to do? Maybe your spouse eats whatever he or she wants. Maybe they're not interested in making changes. Maybe they don't support your goals. Okay, that's real. That's true. But what can you do? What are your options? What choices can you make? Don't tell yourself what's wrong. Tell yourself what's right. Don't tell yourself what's impossible. Tell yourself what is possible. Don't tell yourself what you can't do, but identify what you can do. Yes, there are some things that are hard. How does it move you forward to fix your attention there? Instead, fix your attention on what you're able and willing to do to make something easier. Decide, I am going to retrain myself to not focus on problems, but to seek solutions. We often paralyze ourselves. We pause our progress when we spin in these circles, upset and frustrated by all that is outside our control, or all we feel we can't do, or even what we're not willing to do. Change it. What are you willing to do? What step can you take today? What are you able to incorporate into this day? What is possible for you today? What one small step can you accomplish today? I'm not here to tell you that life isn't hard or that change is easy. I'm not crazy. I live in this world too. It's hard, but you still have a choice to focus on what you can do or what you can't do. You can be a person who makes progress, who is happy, who doesn't feel overwhelmed. You can choose to bring your attention to your options, to your possibilities, to your potential, to what you are willing to do. Look, there are things I'm not willing to do every day, depending on my schedule, on how I feel, on anything. So, focus on what I am willing to do, what I can do. This is what I'm going to ask of you today. You would listen to this episode if it was 30 minutes long, and it's not. So that time that you would have invested in listening to a longer episode, take a few minutes, write down on paper, what are the primary things that frustrate me? What do I feel limited by? What are the reasons that I say this is hard or I can't do the things that I want to do or need to do? Write those things down on paper and then ask yourself, what options do I have? What am I overlooking when I focus on what's frustrating me or what's wrong or a limiting factor? Personalize this process. Don't make it a generality. Don't have it be some vague, interesting strategy. Use it. take it and do something with it. Make it yours by asking these questions. What frustrates me? What do I feel limited by? What kinds of things do I use as the reasons I'm not moving forward? And then, all right, so that's there. What options do I have? What am I willing to do? What step can I take? Take the time to use this and incorporate it. Do not just think about it. Make it your own. You are worth it. You are worth it. Do not stay stuck in this place where, yes, you see very real obstacles. They are real. I understand I have them too. Train yourself to see it differently. Yup, those are real. Those are there. Now what? What next? I will dot, dot, dot. Identify this for yourself. Practice this. Identify those obstacles. And then see what is possible. See what you can do. Identify what your options are. And then go. Take action. Move. Make it happen. Are you ready to move beyond listening and learning and really change your life? Really live into your highest potential instead of just wishing for it and hoping something clicks? I want to do that with you. And that's why this fall, I'm hosting the first ever Primal Potential Women's Transformation Weekend, Ascend, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee, November 3rd through the 5th. It will be a small group, but you can get your ticket and learn all the details at primalpotential.com/ascend or by listening to episode 203 of the Primal Potential podcast. Here's what I know. Ascend will change your life, and I would love to have you join me. See you this fall.